Hi, Steve.
Well, I missed everybody this morning, huh?
Yeah, the kids took off in their usual rush for school.
Well, I stayed up late working on those priority plans, and I just slept in. I don't like to do that. I kind of miss our breakfast conversations.
Well, if you feel deprived, Steve, I'll fill you in.
Say, didn't I smell bacon cooking?
Oh, you sure did. Yeah. First of all, Robbie and Katie aren't doing anything interesting.
Did you make any toast?
Sure. Help yourself. Ernie has got tramp enrolled in some obedience class that a dog food company is running over at the park. Oh, here's your aunt's juice. And wait till you hear this. Chip is going to get himself matched up with some girl by using a computer.
Oh, well, that's not too unusual these days, Charlie.
Oh, now look, Steve. When I was in the Merchant Marine, we didn't need any machine to tell us who was good-looking and who wasn't. We used the good old eyeballs.
Well, Charlie, computer dating doesn't deal with just physical appearances, you know.
Well, I still say you can't get that certain romantic spark on the say-so of a bunch of nuts and bolts.
Say, is there any marmalade to...
Oh, sure.
I don't know why, but I have the feeling that I'm eating leftovers.
I told you they had a rush off, Steve. I can't afford to waste the food.
Well, I suppose it's all right as long as we're keeping the germs in the same family.
Anything else?
No, this is fine, thanks.
How about a half a fried egg?
No, this is fine.
All right, kids, the obedience school will run every day this week. You'll have a chance to train your dog with me personally. No, I'm sorry that we can only do this one at a time. But just keep your place in line every day until your turn comes up. Now, kids, let me...
Where do I go?
This obedience school is for dogs.
I know.
Well, I think that's a chicken.
Oh.
If you went home and got your dog, it might help.
Thanks a lot, mister.
I still don't see why you guys are involved with computers.
One of our teachers is getting a degree in something to do with computers, so he decided to experiment with our class.
That's why we're filling out these questionnaires.
Yeah. He's going to feed the answers into the computer with a bunch of answers from a girls' school across town. And match us up.
I sure hope I get a blonde.
Well, I'm glad I got you all together because we're going to have dinner at 7 o'clock tonight, and I don't want any stragglers. Oh, you can forget that order. I thought you were family.
Uncle Charlie, you never met my friend Carl Murchison. Carl, this is my Uncle Charlie O'Casey.
Glad to meet you, Mr. O'Casey.
Murchison? I knew a hack driver in Singapore named Murchison. Used to deal blackjack on the side. Any relation?
I don't think so, Mr. O'Casey.
Now, Carl's going to be hanging around here a while. We're working on this computer project together.
You want to know what I think about computers? In my day, we made up our own minds. We didn't run around asking a bunch of wires if the fat-headed moon was out. And I want to tell you another thing about these computers that you don't know.
There's the bell for round one. Pitcher, eight for the left end.
Now you got the word. I've been waiting to see this fight for 3 weeks. And I don't want any noise of any kind. And that goes for all of you.
Okay, Uncle Charlie.
You really better be quiet. One of those guys is Uncle Charlie's favorite fighter.
Hey, Chip, tell us more about the computer experiment. We're just starting to fool around with that stuff at school.
Keep the racket down over there.
You better cool it till the fight's over.
Come on, Chip.
Hey, what did you guys see there? Yeah. Gonna kill him?
Hey, throw him down.
Come on,
Hey, Ernie,
Uncle
Charlie's trying
to come on, come on. Ernie, you and Tramp get out of here on the
dock. Hey. 9, 10.
It's a one-round knockout.
What do you mean he's out? That's my boy on the canvas. I didn't even see it.
The crowd is going wild.
I think we're going to get hollered
at. Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi.
Hey, guess what?
They towed the school away.
We got our cards on the girls we're matched up with by the computer.
We're going to call them to see what they sound like.
You modern kids really can't think for yourselves, can you? In my day, we used our own masculine instinct to get a date. It's like asking your car to go out and pick an accident for you.
I got the only uncle around who hates computers. Go ahead.
Now, today we'll try to show how simple it is to train your dog to stay in one position until given a command to move. Now, I'm sorry that we only do this one
at a time. Oh, hi. What you got there?
His name is Fido.
You're getting closer.
Is he a dog?
Well, not exactly.
Dogs eat carrots because Fido eats carrots real good.
Why don't you go home and get something that looks more like this?
Thanks, mister.
She really sounds groovy. Okay, Debbie. I'll see you tonight, then. Goodbye.
Boy, I can't wait to hear what my girl sounds like.
We had the same kind of interest. I forgot to ask her if she was blonde.
Boy, you really got a blonde hang-up. Maybe it was something in your childhood. Hello, X21ZY female. This is X21ZY male.
You mean my computer date?
Right. My real name's Chip Douglas.
I'm Marlene Hendricks. I saw how our cards matched.
We seem to have a lot in common.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm gonna hit her for a date. Hey, Marlene, I know we're just supposed to go to the computer picnic together, but how about me coming over your place tonight so we can sort of get acquainted?
That's fine with me, Chip. Bring your books. Maybe we'll study together.
Okay, Marlene, I'll see you tonight then. Goodbye. I'm getting really excited about this whole thing.
Yeah, but suppose something goes wrong.
Well, what can go wrong? A computer knows what it's doing.
Yeah, but what does a computer care about the color of a girl's hair? Chip, I think we're in big trouble.
You're beginning to sound like Uncle Charlie. I'm putting my money on the computer. It even picked out a pretty name. Marlene. Marlene. Yeah.
Won't you come in?
Morning.
Ah, hi, Steve.
I see I got up early enough this morning to catch part of the family.
10 minutes more, Steve, and these legally would have been declared leftovers.
Oh, come on. Now, no more of that. I'll admit we Douglases are frugal, but let's not overdo it, huh?
Boy, Dad, you'd really be surprised how old tramps move along in obedience class.
Well, that's great, Ernie.
Admit it, Ernie. Tramp's likable. But he isn't any Da Vinci of the dog kingdom.
How can you say stuff like that, Uncle Charlie?
For one thing, I found him trying to eat a washcloth this morning.
Well, so?
And when he couldn't eat it, he tried to bury it in the carpet. That ain't exactly a sign of brilliance.
Yeah. Only I bet Tramp didn't think it was so smart when you stopped up the garbage disposal with a sock the other day.
That was an accident.
You know, if this is a sample of the conversation I've been missing, I think I'll go back to sleeping late again. Chipper, you haven't said a word. Something wrong?
It's nothing much, Dad.
He's got a symptom of the new generation, Steve. Computer blues.
Oh, yeah.
My computer date's about 6 feet tall.
Well, Chipper, I hope you didn't let the girl know how you feel.
Well, she's not ugly or anything. The guys are sure going to kid me.
Well, Chip, I don't think that's what you should be concerned about.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You don't let some impersonal contraption play Cupid for you.
Well, I'm stuck now. I'd sure like to dump her.
Chip, I think you and I better have a little talk about this after breakfast.
But, Dad, she can look right down on the top of my head.
You know, Chip, I'm really surprised at your attitude. I mean, you're taking this girl's height as a blow aimed directly at you.
Dad, did you ever feel short?
No. No, not lately, Chip, but I have felt inadequate and clumsy in my time.
Remember how I used to mark how tall we were with a pencil in the closet?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't passed my pencil mark in about 8 months.
Well, maybe you've just slowed up for a while, Chip, or... Well, anyway, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'm sure I don't have to remind you that many great men like Napoleon weren't great because of their height.
I don't mind if you remind me.
Well, it's true, Chip. I mean, physical stature has nothing to do with how a man is measured. Or to put it more simply, how tall a man is doesn't matter.
Except to short guys.
All right, let's try a different approach. Now, the computer phase of this experiment is over. Now you're dealing with human emotions.
You mean go to the picnic with Marlene, forget about the tall stuff, and don't hurt her feelings.
That's right, Chip.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
When I have a kid of my own someday, you think I'll be able to talk to him sensible and smart like you talk to me?
Well, Chip, you'd have to sort of play it by ear, but I have a feeling you'll do just fine.
Today's lesson will be the proper feeding of your pets. Your dog's health is governed by the food he eats, just as your health is governed by the food you eat.
Hi, sir.
Let me remind you once again. Other people may...
How are you today, kid?
Even though you...
Guess what I got.
And when somebody comes to your house...
What?
...and knocks at his door and expects...
He's got a key and everything.
Well, you got one there that's already trained pretty good. Why don't you stay here in line with me and maybe we can figure something out.
You're neat, mister.
Hello, is Chip Douglas here?
Yeah. Well, come on in.
Thank you.
Do you want to sit down or something?
Fine.
I'm his brother, Ernie. I'll go tell him you're here.
Ernie, could you tell me, is Chip wearing boots? You know, high heels and stuff?
No. The last time I looked, he wasn't any taller than he usually is.
Was someone at the door?
Yeah. I think it's Chip's computer date.
Marlene?
Boy, you were right, Chip. I bet she could pick dates off a palm tree without a ladder.
I wonder why she's here.
Quit saying things like that. The girl might hear you.
Well, I don't think she'd be too surprised about being tall, Uncle Charlie. She probably noticed it a long time ago.
It's real nice to see you, Marlene.
Look, Chip, it was kind of fun going through that computer thing. But I don't think we're the perfect pair.
Oh, sure we are. We're interested in all kinds of junk together.
Look what you're doing right now.
Oh, did I say something wrong?
No, Chip. But you're staring up at me.
I got some thicker shoes upstairs. Who cares?
Let's be honest, Chip. I'm just too tall for you. We should have said so when we first met.
I thought you'd get all sensitive.
I'm not sensitive about being tall one bit. It's just that I feel more comfortable with a taller boy.
I know what you mean. We're still supposed to go together to the picnic.
Look, Chip, we can talk to each other honestly. Don't you know a taller boy from your school that, well, maybe we could...
Switch dates? Hey, Marlene, that's a groovy idea. I know some guys who might go for this. I'll walk you home, then I'll come back and get started.
Fine.
Steve, do you know what those kids are doing in the living room?
Well, no, but from the sound of your voice, it must be something pretty awful.
They're holding a regular slave market.
No.
Yes.
All right. I got an out-of-sight little girl here that any of you guys would love to be with. Well, if she's so great, why don't you keep her for yourself?
Because she isn't blonde.
Now, I've got a blonde, but she's a little plump and she hates rock and roll music.
As long as she's blonde, I can learn to live with the hang-ups.
I've been matched with a girl that, although has a marked interest in English literature, nevertheless hasn't the least inclination toward physics. I extracted this shortcoming through an in-depth conversation.
What's she look like, Norman?
Relatively groovy.
Well, I've got a math major here.
Consider it a deal.
They're still down there, Steve. This is the closest thing to barbarics that ever happened underneath this roof.
Better watch your language, Uncle Charlie. I'm still kind of young.
Ernie, it's past your bedtime.
When it's past my bedtime this early, there must be something good going on. But I really came to ask Dad for a favor.
Oh, what is it, Ernie?
Well, I'm not going to go beating around the bushes.
You're not?
No. I've got a really good reason for this favor.
Mm-hmm. Ernie, why do you always have to go to your dad for a favor? Why don't you come to me once in a while? What do you want?
Can I have $3?
Speak to your dad.
All right, Ernie, $3, huh? Of course, this will mean giving up your allowance for the next 2 weeks.
It'll be worth it. I'll tell you about it when I work out the deal.
Fine. Just remember, don't ask me for any more money until the 2 weeks are up, huh?
Okay. And Uncle Charlie, if barbarics means Chip's training girls all over the place, I already know about that. Thanks again, Dad.
Okay, so long, you guys.
Okay, bye. Bye. Chip.
Okay, bye. Just you and me, Marvin.
Yeah. And I know you have a tall girl to trade.
Right. I just want to find out what kind of bargain I'm getting.
Words can't describe her, Chip.
Guys our age don't say that type of junk about girls.
Really? You take 100 girls and rate them on looks, and Angela Mason would be right up there in the top 2%.
What's wrong with her, Marvin?
If you don't believe me, take a look at this.
Is this Angela? Man,
I told you.
How come you're trading away something like this? Are you sick?
Look, Chip, you say your girl's tall, and besides, I'd like to do a friend a favor.
Yeah, but I can't believe that. I can believe. Here. Dad couldn't get mad at me, Uncle Charlie. Marlene said herself she didn't want to go out with me.
I keep reading about how you guys are going to be the next leaders of our country. Do you mind making a little more sense before you take over?
We just worked out a deal where everybody gets the kind of girl they want.
So, you didn't need the computer, right?
I guess not.
I wonder if your generation has got every guy my age running around in circles.
I'd like to keep talking to you, Uncle Charlie, but I have to check out my new date.
I'd give you a little advice on how not to hurt her feelings and to mind your manners, but, I don't think I want to get involved. Goodbye.
Other people may be frightened by your dog, even though you know he's friendly. So what we have to do is teach our dog the proper behavior.
Couldn't find anything to bring this time.
Your dog's health
well,
is governed by...
I got something worked out for you.
Just as your health is governed
what?
By the food you eat. All right, kids.
Did you ever hear of a dog pound?
Every day this week.
Uh-uh.
You have a chance to train your dog with me personally.
Well, I'll explain later. Here. But your parents will let you keep him.
Gee, mister, I think I'm gonna cry.
Me too.
Miss Mason? I'm Chip Douglas. Angela's date for the computer picnic? Oh,
fine. Won't you come in, Chip? Angela's studying right in there, Chip. Angela, you have company.
Hi, Angela. My name's Chip Douglas.
Hi, Chip. Marv called to tell me I'd been traded.
Boy, I hate to embarrass you, but you're even better looking than in your picture.
Thanks.
Boy, I bet we'll have a ball at the picnic.
You won't want to go with me, Chip.
What's the matter?
You'll understand when you come to this side of the desk. Skiing accident. It'll be on for 2 months, so if you want to back out of the picnic, start backing.
Look, we might not win the potato sack race, but I only go to picnics to eat anyway.
Really?
No kidding.
You'll be the first to find my cab.
Stay tuned. Twice as Nice Mornings continues with My Three Sons in TV Land. My Three Sons in TV Land.
So the computer picnic went all right, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it proved much. Angela and I didn't have one thing in common. We got along great.
Every Sunday it looks like we got hit with a blizzard around here. Where's the sports section?
Dad's got it over his face.
How do you like that? He's got the box scores on the other side.
I'll get it.
Charlie, what are you doing?
Did you give my boy this puppy, young man?
Yeah, but he had his shots and everything.
What is it, Ernie?
Well, that $3 was for the pound, so I could get this little kid a dog. On account he kept showing up with rabbits and chickens and junk. He didn't bite him or anything, did he, mister?
Oh, no, son. We've been looking all over the neighborhood to thank you. It was one of the most unselfish acts I've come across in a long time. Well, we finally found him, Roger.
Yeah, what's your name, mister?
Ernie.
That's your name from now on. Come on, Ernie, come on.
Well, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you for having such a son.
Well, Ernie, we're all very proud of you.
Boy, really,
I'll just shake your hand.
Why, come on, you guys.
Boy, that was
awesome. Boy, you are great.
Well, what are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning. We'll be right back.